Here's the deal.
Yeah.
And by the way, this has nothing at all to do with my love life. Nothing.
Well.
Nothing. Well, not my love life. So I had brunch with my my family on Sunday. My son spent the night in Orlando at a birthday party, and my parents went to get him, and we had a brunch at the Cork and Fork, which is in this doomed location near their house. I hope it succeeds because it seems like a really good restaurant. We eat our brunch. We go home, and my dad says, hey, before you take off, I have to talk to you about something. Now, immediately, usually my dad's conversations are very one-sided, and it is very technical. Like, he's telling me how to program my DVR, or he's telling me about Game of Thrones books versus the television show. Usually something, he's instructing me.
But has he ever pulled you aside before to say, hey, I have to talk to you?
Never. Never. The last time he did it, I think I was 15, and he told me how he felt about his dad dying, and he didn't want me to feel the same way about him that I feel that he felt about his dad. That was the last real heart-to-heart, I need to talk to you about something.
About 30 years ago.
Roughly, yes. So I'm like, all right, Pop, you know, what's going on? We sit down in his office, and he says, I found out within the past few months that my high school girlfriend got pregnant. And she put the baby up for adoption. And I found out that I have a son. And he's 53 years old.
Oh, man.
And he's an attorney who lives in New York. And my dad's sitting there looking at me. And I'm hearing the words, but they're not quite sinking in. And then I realize I've got a half brother.
There's no way you thought he was serious, though.
My dad's a jokester. But not in that way. Like, not in that way at all. And to be honest with you, if I thought he was going to break the news about someone having a mystery kid, I thought it would be me. Like, one of your girlfriends came to the house and I didn't know how to tell you. And, you know, Xander has a brother that he doesn't know about.
So who got in contact with your dad? Was it your brother or was it the lady who he knocked up?
I'm not quite certain of all the details, but I think the adoption agency said that my dad's son wanted to talk to him and wanted to meet him to see if my dad would be open to it.
Why do you think he waited so long? 53.
I don't know. I don't know. But to find out at the age of 46 that through my entire life, I've had a brother that I don't know about blew my mind.
Well, what about your dad's mind? And what about your mom? Was your mom mad?
She didn't seem mad. She seemed like she was at peace with it.
Mm.
I know. I didn't really talk to her about it. My sister's way more blown away than I am. She can't get her head around it.
So have you reached out to your new brother? Where does he live? What does he do?
He's an attorney in upstate New York. He looks just like my dad. I emailed him and I said, hey, bro, I'd like to talk to you if you're interested and available. P.S. You didn't really miss out on much by not having my dad as your dad.
Did you really say that?
No, No. I thought about it, though. But it makes me go back and think, and I told my sister this today. I always kind of wondered when my dad was going on his business trips, because he worked for Digital Equipment Corporation. He would, like, go to Australia, go to Norway, and he'd bring me home something.
What do you think, he was planting seeds all over the globe?
Maybe he was spending time with his other family. Maybe he never went to Norway. Maybe he never went to Australia. He brought me back a boomerang from Australia. He brought me back a troll, like a real troll doll, not an internet troll, from Norway. What if he just stopped at an airport gift shop and got those things and then went to see his other family?
Have you talked to him about this conspiracy theory?
Not yet. My sister and I are still hashing it out. My sister thinks my dad shot JFK.
So you think that now that you're finding out that your dad has a son that he didn't know about, now you think your dad has families in all these other countries?
I'm just saying, it's quite possible. I never thought my dad, he says that the girl never told him that she was pregnant.
That's tough.
And that she gave the baby up for adoption. And he also said that if he did know, he would have done the right thing at the time and married her. Meaning that he never would have met my mom at that hospital in New York where she was a nurse and he was a med student. And he never would have knocked my mom up and I wouldn't be here right now.
Well, good thing that lady never told him that she was pregnant so we could get the great Gerard Garabo.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you want to talk about fate, destiny, kismet, serendipity, whatever the hell. I was meant to be here.
Do you have your brother's phone number? Can we call him on the air?
I don't have his number. I do have his email, and I did reach out to him.
Let's call his business.
He's an attorney.
No, I know. He has a secretary. She'll patch us through. We'll say, hey, I'm your brother.
I would rather wait until he – I'll check my email to see if he has contacted me. But I gave him an opportunity, and I told him I'd like to talk to him on the radio because that would be less awkward.
What do you want to get out of talking to him with?
I want to see what he's like. I want to see if he's like my dad, because I inherited some stuff from my dad, very sharp temper, somewhat of a developed vocab. Did I mention sharp temper? And very dry sense of humor, very punny.
A girthy down south?
Well, I don't know how girthy my dad is down south, but I can only imagine that my penis is bigger than my mom's. It's the craziest ish that I could have possibly imagined, and I can't believe that I have a half-brother that I never knew about.
I think 20 years ago, this would have sent you into a K-hole. I mean, I don't think you would be as accepting of this news as you are now if it
right.
happened a long time ago.
Totally agree. Like, growing up, if I had found out about it, like when I was like 12 and I found out that he was 19.
Oh, you would have left home.
I would have been like, I can't handle this. But now, my sister is more than happy to point out to me, I'm a middle child. I'm not the oldest anymore.
Huh. He's not a full brother.
That's right. And my sister was also more than happy to point out that I'm the only kid who never went to law school that my dad had. And I pointed out to her, I was already the only kid who never went to law school.
I hope this isn't insensitive, but I have to throw it your way. Are you afraid that now, because this guy is in your dad's life, that your dad might write him into his will, which might knock down what you're going to receive and your sister?
Oh, my God.
Like, maybe he might feel like he has to make up for lost time and give this new son of his everything he's ever worked for in his
life. Everything.
And leave you out in the cold.
Everything.
Everything to make up for lost time. Take all of my gold. That's why you have to talk to your brother to make sure he's not coming after any cash.
Leave the Garabo fortune alone, bud. I'm sorry about what happened to you, but my sister and I put up with years and years of bullcrap for that money.
You can't trust these newly found 53-year-old brothers.
My mom just texted me and said, not at all like dad. I don't know what that means.
Have they all talked?
I don't know.
You don't know if your dad has talked to him yet?
No, my dad met with him.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, he came down.
Oh, he came to Florida?
Yeah,
oh.
Unbeknownst to me. Like, they kept this whole thing hidden from me and my sister. They had him over to the house.
Oh, they're giving him all the money. No doubt about it.
All the money?
I think they're giving him all the money now. Yeah.
This is a tragedy.
Your dad rewrote the will, and then he decided that he would let you know about everything.
He looks just like my dad. I mean, just like my dad.
This is so great. You got to have your first conversation with him on the air.
Oh, can I call my mom real quick?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, because she's texting me, and I just want to... I want to see how she feels about all this.
Okay.
Okay. Better answer, Mom. This is crazy to me, by the way. Might have pounded that a little too quickly in my feverish.
Yeah, we got to really find out what your mom thinks about this.
That's what I'm saying. Like, my sister can't believe my mom's handling it so well, which I agree with her. I can't believe my mom's handling this so well. I mean, it would have been different if it was like 30 years ago or something. Okay, here we go. Calling my mom right now on the radio.
Hello?
So how many kids out there do you have that I don't know about?
At least two.
Nah, that's very funny. How did you take this news and how did Dad break it to you?
Oh, jeez.
Had to be a mistake, right?
I don't know.
I think she was on speakerphone, and you know how old people are with technology.
Like, is she on a cordless phone at her house?
I don't know, actually. That was really weird. It sounded like the phone was forwarded to...
The old cordless phone.
Her cell phone. If she doesn't answer now, then I've lost the inheritance. I might as well just find another family. What happened?
Oh, nothing.
No. All right. So how did Dad break this news to you that he had knocked some lady up 53 years ago?
He asked me if I had a few minutes, and we talked.
Did you, now, do you believe Dad 100% when he tells you that he just found this out?
Yes.
How do you know?
He would never be able to keep it that long, any longer than he did.
I don't know, Mom. I'm looking back at all those business trips that that Dad took and thinking, man, he was seeing his other family.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't worry about it.
I'm not worried about anything. My whole childhood was a lie. What's there to worry about?
My whole marriage is a lie.
Oh, boy. You want to ask about the will?
Yeah. Obviously as a concerned citizen, I just have to wonder if Dad's Irish, Italian, Catholic guilt is going to come into play. And when eventually, which hopefully won't be anytime soon, he shuffles off this mortal coil, how much this little you-know-what is going to get?
Nothing. You want me to answer that?
Oh, hey, Dad.
Hi.
What's up, stud? Laying that pipe.
Ever referred to Dad as stud.
Oh. Mr. Grabo, is it true that you have two kids in New Zealand?
Nope.
That's not true. If there is a silver lining to this gray cloud of illegitimate children, it is that my sister and I have gotten very close over the past few days, and trying to get our heads around this, have come up with some very cockamamie theories and poignant observations about our childhood. But my sister did point out, I will have you both know, that if she had gotten pregnant at 18 years old, there would have been a lot of judgy fingers being pointed at her in the Garabo household.
Only yours, honey.
Mine, I wouldn't have cared. I probably would have beat up whoever knocked her up, but I wouldn't have. Dad, did you really just find out about this?
Yes.
Hey, man, this is so...
Who's your favorite son?
I hope it's me.
The man in the mirror.
Yeah, that's true. Wow, this is just insane to me that this is even happening right now. So is he coming down to Florida anytime soon? I reached out by email, but I haven't heard anything back from him yet.
As a matter of fact, yes, in October.
All right. Well, we'll all have to get together and catch up over the last 46 years of my life. Which have been a lie, by the way.
Well, not really.
It's not a lie. I thought you were my oldest son, too, until I found out.
All right.
Oldest and only. Oh, wait a minute. He said oldest, didn't he?
Dad, what's the likelihood that there's a couple of other little Garabo Bambinos running around out there that you just don't know about yet?
No chance in hell.
All right. Okay. All right, then. Well,
he's very nice, and he looks just like that.
Oh, I know. I saw the picture, and Judy's been stalking him on Facebook, too. And when he's playing his guitar and he throws up the rock sign, he looks exactly like my father.
Yep.
His fingers
are just like his.
Let's leave his fingers out of this, Mom.
Did you tell your parents that you found out that he was in the KKK?
That's not true. Well, thank you both for joining us here for this incredible news. In case you're just joining us, I found out over the weekend that I have a half brother, that my dad impregnated his high school sweetheart. And Dad, I'm glad you didn't find out, because that led you down the path to find Mom and then impregnate her with two wonderful children. And thank you for that.
Thank you. Ask me where we are.
Where are you right now?
Yes, the key.
Oh, that's lovely. Oh, look at you guys in our own backyard. Well, good. Well, hopefully the Siesta Key residents, once they recognize last name Garabo, will really roll out the red carpet for you, and I hope you guys enjoy your week out there.
Never do, but we will enjoy it anyway.
All right. Please do, and Dad, try not to knock anybody up while you're on vacation, all right?
Yeah.
Love y'all.
Get over it.
Get over it. Just get over it. You got a brother. Get over it.
Somebody get your dad some Magnums.
Right?
He's taking your mom to Siesta Key because of the news.
Well, they do a weekend there. They do a week there every year with all their high school friends or whatever. Oh my God, they're high school friends.
It's an orgy.
It is an orgy. That's how she... Oh my God almighty.
Do you think we can do this because people are still calling to win the money?
Yes, they'll stop calling anytime now. Stop calling for the money. Start calling for your sexy charity.
Did you donate to any charities for Give Day Tampa Bay?
Of course. I gave money to the Apple a Day.
How much?
$100.
I didn't get a donation alert from Drew Garabo.
It's weird.
I get donations alert whenever somebody drops some cash in the bucket.
What? Tell me your charity that you're going to shout out.
Oh man! Well, if you want to go to my Twitter, I posted five this morning.
Okay.
So
all right.
You could do any one.
All right. Let me check. We'll do them in order. We'll do all five while we wait for people to call.
All right.
727-579-1025.
You think you can do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And 800-771-1025.
I was all excited for Give Day Tampa Bay. I woke up at 6 o'clock this morning and fired off a tweet about 6:30.
I saw that it was very early because I woke up about 6:45.
I love charity.
I know you do. Okay, there we go. So you got Give Day Tampa Bay. You see your five that you have in order?
No, but I'm going to hopefully be able to rhyme.
All right. Ready to do this?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Yo, yo. I rep Vatican City just like I'm the Pope. Seth, what's your sexy charity?
Oh, damn it. Damn it. Do it again. I got this. I'm sorry.
Spend the night in prison. Don't drop the soap. Sex, what? One more time.
All right, we got this. We're rusty. All right.
Well, you could call me Weed. That's right. I'm dope. Seth, what's your sexy charity?
High Risk Hope.
Yeah.
Here we go.
All right. Here we go. Need a hat in the mall, so I'm shopping at Lids. Seth, what's your sexy charity?
Apple a Day for Kids.
Yeah.
We love the kids.
Trick love the kids. I need a break. I'm going to take a vacation. Seth, what's your sexy charity?
Give Hope Foundation.
727-579-1025. Yeah. All right. I know you like that song by the Strumbrellas. Seth, what's your sexy charity?
Humane Pinellas.
Yeah.
I don't know if that works.
It does.
And this one is Action.
Oh, that's Action?
Yeah, you know.
Well, I'm a quarter dope. That's my favorite fraction. Seth, what's your sexy charity?
Jackson in Action.
What up, V-Jax?
83 in the house. Reppin'.
727-579-1025. Yeah.
You feeling
yeah.
it?
Oh, yeah. Doug from Nickelodeon was the beats. Nick, what's your sexy charity?
Taking it to the streets.
Oh, yeah. What is that? What is taking it to the streets?
Metropolitan Ministries.
Oh, hell yeah. They do great work. Yeah. All right. Well, if your breath is stinky, better use that scope. Craig, what's your sexy charity dog?
Pinellas Hope.
I love Pinellas Hope, Craig. I'll be feeding them every Thanksgiving, doing karaoke with the peeps.
Taking selfies, showing the world.
That's what I do.
The homeless people in the background.
What is a charitable deed if it goes unpromoted? That's what I like to
say. The homeless people aren't your ambiance.
All right. Here we go. TBO just got bought out by the Times. Austin, what's your sexy charity, dude?
March for Dime.
Stamping out them birth defects. What? That's what they do.
What? I don't know if you can what birth defects.
I just did. I what-whatted birth defects.
All right, you're Sergeant Honky. You can do your thing.
Yeah, damn right. Ha. I assimilate just like I'm the Borg. Jill, what's your sexy charity?
RedSyndrome.org.
Let's shout out your sexy charity for Give Day Tampa Bay. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. You can shout out your sexy charity. You can shout it out, but don't be rude. Raphael, what's your sexy charity, dude?
St. Jude.
Oh, yeah. What do they do over there at St. Jude?
Oh, they're all about the kids, baby.
St. Jude love the kids, just like Trick Daddy. Yeah. Ha. I said I got me a girlfriend, got rid of my spouse. John, what's your sexy charity, dude?
Ronald McDonald House.
Where's your enthusiasm?
Yeah, dude. Ha. You could clean your dog's feces with that pooper scoopers. Chris, what's your sexy charity, dude?
Florida Association of State Troopers.
Hello, D. We love them troopers.
They got nice hats.
And mirrored sunglasses, son. Here we go. 727-579-1025. It's shout out your sexy charity time. Just like Tony Danza, who's the boss? Joe, what's your sexy charity?
getting my salad tossed.
Said Red Cross.
Not okay.
Not okay at all. Shame on you.
Tampa Bay deserves better.
They really do. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Said I'm having a barbecue, roasting some hogs. Adam, what's your sexy charity, dude?
Southeastern guide dogs. Ho, 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 ho,
ho. German Shepherds. Yeah. Shout out your sexy charity, says you. Dave, what's your sexy charity?
Big Cat Rescue.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Bonus points and you provide your own sound effects.
Absolutely. From the bobcat, leopard, to the tiger and the lion, on this microphone I be steady frying. Bacon in a pan and you know it's gonna splatter. Chit, chit, chatter as my wallet gets fatter. I need to take a little vacation. Jacob, what's your sexy charity, dude?
United Epilepsy Foundation.
What, what?
I hate epilepsy.
Me too, man. 727-579-1025. Yeah. Ha. You could dig in my head and find all kinds of thoughts. Seth, what's your sexy charity, bruh?
Toys for Tots.
Yeah, yeah. Doing that toy drive every year.
Yeah, making out with employees.
Yeah.
Woo!
I spent $100 on a quarter of weed. David, what's your sexy charity?
The Mustard Seed.
Out there in Apopka, Florida, doing work for homeless people.
I think there's one in St. Pete.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
They got one in Orlando, too. They're good peoples.
All over the globe.
Hell yeah. Yeah, yeah. I got them crazy-ass rhymes. You can feel my insanity. Chuck, what's your sexy charity, dude?
Habitat for Humanity. Yeah, yeah.
Love that he gives his own sound effect.
Build those houses.
Yeah. For the poor people.
Don't take a break. Phoebe got yelled at Habitat for Humanity one year.
What for?
She wasn't doing something the right way.
Oh, no.
But they're great cause.
Yeah. If you don't use a condom, you'll have procreation. Lisa, what's your sexy charity, girl?
Juvenile Diabetes Association.
Stomping out that type 1 and type 2. What you gonna do when you run into Drew? 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Well, my dad got busy with some procreation. Becky, what's your sexy charity, girl?
Muscular Dystrophy Association.
Rocking that MDA to the break of day, you heard? She heard.
Do they still have Jerry Lewis?
I believe they do got Jerry Lewis, just like my man Bullwinkle the Moose. Yeah. And his partner was Rocky. Yeah. And I feel a little cocky with my hands in my pocket. Finger on the trigger. My posse's getting big and my posse's getting bigger. Eric on line 5, get ready cause you're next. Grab that microphone when you gotta flex. Because you adopt the Greyhound. I just gave you charity. That's what I found. Hey, Brendan, get the sensation. What's your sexy charity, dude?
Warfighter Foundation, hoorah!
Hoorah! USMC in the place to be. We got one more. Shout out to the 407. Yeah, Mickey Mouse. John, what's your sexy charity, dude?
Covenant House.
Do we need one more?
We need one more. Yeah. We can't.
You got to bring that fire.
Okay, I got to bring the fire a cappella because the beat ran out. Like Gwen Stefani, I'm going to leave no doubt. Maybe on this weekend I'll take a mood pill. Matt, what's your sexy charity, dude?
Goodwill.
That's what I'm talking about right there.